Well, in my senior year of college, I lived in one of the smallest college houses at Penn, Stouffer College House, and we thought ourselves very small but mighty. And I, for a brief time, I joined the house's intramural volleyball team. Now, quite frankly, I offered little to that team. I'm not exactly of the volleyball stature. But our team, despite that, did quite well, mostly because about a quarter of the time, we would show up for a competition, and the other team would forfeit because they did not have enough people show up. And so we had team t-shirts that year that said, "Stouffer College House, showing up be half the battle." It's like when Sarah comes to our room, our 7-year-old comes to our room in the middle of the night, and she doesn't really need anything from us. She might recall a nightmare that she had, but mostly she just wants to be with us, and she wants us to be with her. Have you ever found yourself in one of those situations where you just feel as though you have nothing to say? You have not the right words to offer someone in a difficult moment. I know it sometimes feels like we have nothing to offer someone who is ill or in mourning, someone who is battling depression or dealing with financial strain. But there is always value to just showing up. For Jesus, because of course he is Jesus, he has plenty of words to share with Nicodemus when he turns up in the middle of the night. Perhaps, in fact, he has too many words. Nicodemus asks a hard question, and Jesus gives him an even harder answer. Not that it's hard to be baptized, as we might interpret the words of Jesus, that to be remade as God's own. But as is often the case in John's telling of Jesus' words, it's just confusing, all the words that Jesus uses. But more than the words that he shares is this: Jesus shows up. And in a more relatable way than the 6-winged angels called seraphs, who yet bring heaven to earth, commissioning Isaiah in a moment of great uncertainty. As for Jesus, he doesn't send Nicodemus away. He doesn't shut him down and say, "Go away, it's the middle of the night." He doesn't silence his questions as ridiculous. No, Jesus hears him out, listens to the vulnerability displayed by this seemingly powerful person. And after a pretty confusing reply, Jesus finally gets to the words that some have said sum up the whole of the gospel. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." And then goes on to say, "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Those words have inspired millions, billions of people over the last 2,000 years. And they are said because Nicodemus dared to show up and be vulnerable, and because Jesus took the time to sit with his questions. And that is what the Trinity is really all about. It is God showing up. God shows up in creation and keeps showing up throughout the Old Testament despite constant stories of God's people not always showing up. Despite our constant relapses in faithfulness, God shows up for God's creation. God shows up in Jesus, God incarnate, God's Spirit born in the flesh, who walked this earth, feeding, listening, teaching, loving, healing, dying, and rising. God shows up in the rush of a violent wind on Pentecost Sunday, and in the gentle, sometimes confusing push to follow the call of God. God keeps showing up. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and dear friends, we are going to keep showing up too. For that is what it means to be God people, made in God's image, called to be the body of Christ, led by the Spirit. We're going to show up for Betty when her pain seems unbearable. We're going to show up for Javier as he makes his way back to health and wholeness. We're going to show up for Ashley and her family as she works hard to care for them and provide for them. We're going to show up for the Black lives of our community as they cling to hope for a more just future. We're going to keep showing up for this nation that so many have fought and died for. We're going to keep showing up by the grace of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. May we have eyes to see when God shows up. May we have ears to hear God's voice of promise and justice. May we have the courage to bear God's presence into this hurting world. May we point to God at work in this world, showing up for you and for me, showing up for this beloved and broken world, to love and to love and to love, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.